Moon has said that high on his to-do list is dealing with North Korea's nuclear ambitions, but some South Koreans worry about a different nuclear threat right in their own backyard. Here's the world's Matthew Bell from Seoul.
Moon Kyu-hyun is a 70-year-old Jesuit priest who's no stranger to standing up to his own government. Back in 1989, Father Moon made international news when he crossed the border into North Korea illegally. It was an act of defiance against South Korea's strict national security law, which prohibited any contact with the North. So when Moon returned to the South, he was promptly arrested, and he ended up spending 3.5 years in prison. On the day we meet, Moon is taking part in a demonstration in downtown Seoul. He's wearing a button on his jacket that says, "No THAAD." That's a reference to the anti-missile system that the U.S. military just deployed in South Korea. THAAD is a weapon of war, Moon says. You can't stand for peace if you're preparing for war. That's why I'm against it, he says. But that's not all Moon is protesting today. He's here with several dozen Catholic priests and nuns who want to pressure the South Korean government to scale back on nuclear power. That won't be easy. The country relies on more than 24 nuclear power plants for about a third of its electricity.
I'm looking at all the office workers passing by here. They're going from their offices to lunch. And I wonder, how can you convince them that it's a good idea to get rid of nuclear power?
Father Moon says getting rid of nuclear power is the only way to survive and to save the world. One event that helped push Korean Catholics to get involved in anti-nuclear protests was the 2011 nuclear meltdown in Fukushima, Japan. Father Cho Hyun-chul mentions this when we meet at a demonstration outside of Seoul, but he says he's not just here as a priest, but as a concerned Korean citizen.
I think because we are in the same destiny. If disaster like Fukushima, then there is no room for us to live here. There is no more safe land.
Koreans had a nuclear scare of their own last year. In September, two big earthquakes hit the southeastern part of the country. That caused 4 nuclear power plants to shut down. Then, 3 months later, Koreans got to see a fictionalized version of what a full-blown nuclear catastrophe might look like. The film Pandora came out last December. Millions of people here saw it, and Catholic anti-nuclear activists say it helped call attention to the issue. Catholics here have also forged a somewhat surprising alliance. Japan and Korea have a long, troubled history, to put it mildly. So it's kind of a big deal that every year since 2012, Kim Hyun-ju has been meeting up with Japanese Catholics to organize, march, and learn from each other. She's an anti-nuclear activist with the Society of Jesus in Seoul. When she first told people that she was planning to visit Fukushima, Kim says her friends and family didn't think it was a good idea. After all, this was the site of a real-life nuclear disaster. But people ended up supporting me, Kim says, and she hasn't gotten any flack for working with people in Japan. Catholic leaders in Korea are following the example of Pope Francis. They say the environment is now a top priority. Though they admit the campaign against nuclear power is going to be a long uphill struggle. There are about 5 million Catholics in South Korea. That's only about 10% of the population. But in terms of their moral authority, Korean Catholics have influence, particularly among those on the political left.
Their voice is very prophetic, and they make people very seriously aware of the problems we are confronted with.
Minung Kim teaches world history at Kyunghee University. He's a Protestant minister and describes himself as an ally of liberal Catholic clergy.
Even though they are a minority, their commitment has been supported so many people. And, you know, these priests are not corrupted.
Corruption was a huge issue in this month's presidential election. South Korea's new president, Moon Jae-in, who happens to be Catholic, says he will tackle corruption. He's also pledged to cut back drastically on the government's plans to expand the nuclear power industry. For The World, Matthew Bell, Seoul.
You can see some of those South Korean activists fighting their battle against nukes. Check out our pictures at PRI.org.